This week's Parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, when we get to Revi, we have, we have the Dine of Yerusha with Beno Slavchad and their sons, so who would get the Yerusha, etc. And as it moves on, Moshe Rabbeinu starts to realize that, Hataka, you know, I have to hand over my Yerusha, and my Yerusha is who's going to lead the Jewish people. So he felt naturally be his children. That would make sense. Hashem said, yeah, I wasn't really thinking that, so that's not what's going to be. Like, okay. And then ultimately Yeshua was who was designated to be the leader. And we see two very, very important lessons here. Number one, with Moshe, that a lot of us, and we've talked about this in the past, you know, we'd be pretty upset. Why are you picking my son? I want my son to be the leader. Why is he taking over? But no, it's not Ratzon Hashem. It's not our place to object. When it's not Ratzon Hashem, and it's just we have to accept it. It's okay. That's what Hashem wants. It's not to be. It's not meant to be. That should be my child. And then the second thing is that his priorities were, well, we got to get a leader. It's not even, well, you know, what's the question? To not have a leader, that's crazy. We have to get a leader. And they're like, okay, Yeshua makes sense. And ultimately we see, as one of the downfalls of Yeshua, that he didn't really have a leader after, and at the time it showed him things were very, very bad. Because every now, okay, this leader and that leader, but was never really, you know, chosen upon that to have a specific person who would be leading the Jewish people, and that ultimately led to a lot of the downfall. But it's an important idea that understanding for your priorities, understanding what needs to be, that I spent my years being the leader of the Jewish people, getting them to where they are. I could just say, okay, you know, whatever. I'll mail it in, and whoever takes over next will be fine. Or you could say, no, I have to make sure that whoever takes over next is going to be the real deal. It's going to be, you know, someone geschmack, someone great. Someone's going to lead the Jewish people even further in their growth. And not just, okay, let's hope that it works out. Let's hope they find somebody good. It's really, truly understanding your mission, understanding, you know, the importance of life. You know, it's almost as if when it comes to the end, when it comes to, like, our Yerusha, you know, we think, oh, the money. But the money is secondary to the legacy. You know, that's what you want to leave over. You want to leave over who's gonna take my line in the here, like, Who am I going to be proud as a child that, you know, they're living on my family name? They're living on the name, as opposed to, okay, they got 50,000, they got 150,000, you know, they face whatever the amount of money is that one does end up getting. And Moshe truly, truly understood that, okay, they were talking Yerusha, then now it was time, you know, the ultimate Yerusha of leading the Jewish people, who was going to be given that. Have a wonderful day.